Our first scripture reading for this morning is found in the Old Testament book of Psalms. We are reading from chapter 90, beginning in verse 12. We will be reading responsively. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Our gospel scripture reading for today is found in the New Testament book of John. We're reading from chapter 9, beginning in verse 1. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." This is the gospel word of the Lord.
Please be seated. Well, again, good morning, everyone here at Emmanuel. Those who may be nearby, I'll list on FM 88.1, or those tuning in on our podcast or YouTube channel. I hope you all got a handout to follow through the text today. The snippet of text that Jim just read is part of a larger story. What I'd like to do is let's just walk through this larger story with you and unpack some things that are there. Okay, so this is almost more of a Bible study sermon today, okay, just to get you all ready for that. But it's the healing of the man born blind. And these stories in John kind of have a structure to them. And as you can kind of see the structure laid out there. So we begin with the setup, okay? As he, Jesus, walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. So this man never sees Jesus coming. He wasn't looking to be healed, but Jesus saw him. So this guy was, as it were, blindsided. Okay, there you go. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned?" Because if you were born blind, either your parents did something wrong or you did something wrong or whatever, somewhere in the family system, question of blame and cause and effect. This man or his parents that he was born blind. And Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him." See, God does and can work in the midst of our brokenness. And then a sense of urgency. We must work. Urgency. The works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, this is one of the seven I am statements in John, like I am the good shepherd, I am the true vine, all those seven, again, giving us images of God who revealed himself as I am at the burning bush with Moses. I am the light of the world. So that's the setup. And then the miracle. When he had said this, he spat. And again, the thinking is that there's healing in saliva. He spat on the ground and made some mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes. I wonder what that felt like. Saying to him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. And that's a big theme in John, who sent where. Jesus is sent by the Father. Jesus sends out the disciples being sent. And then he went, the man went, he was obedient to Jesus' instruction and washed and came back able to see. So the setup, the miracle happened. And now the reaction. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask questions to discredit this or to cause division. Notice nobody says, praise the Lord, he can see. That's not in the story at all. They said, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? And so here comes the division. Some were saying it's he. Others were saying, no, but someone like him. And he kept saying, I'm the man. But they kept asking him, how were your eyes opened? And he answered, and this is his first opportunity to witness to who he thinks Jesus is. He said, the man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. And then I went and I washed, received my sight. And they said to him, where is he? And he said, I don't know. So he's still in the dark a bit about Jesus. So now the Inquisition, part one. They brought to the Pharisees, again, they're the religious power and control structure of the area for the Jews. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, it was a Sabbath day. And again, there's no healing on the Sabbath, and there's no making of mud or kneading the paste together. That's considered work. It was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. And the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, he put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see. And some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, meaning Jesus. So spiritually, they were blind to who Jesus was. For he does not observe the Sabbath. But others said, how can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? And they were divided. So the response to Jesus was division. Maybe this is the start of the first denominations, okay? So they said again to the blind man, what do you say about him? Okay, so this is his second opportunity to witness about Jesus. It was your eyes he opened, and he said, his second response, he is a prophet. So it moves from man called Jesus to a prophet, and he's starting to see a little bit more about who Jesus is. So the Inquisition, part two. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents. And the law of the land back in that day was you had two witnesses to validate something to be true. They called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see? His parents answered, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, which would mean he's at least 30 years old. He will speak for himself. Now, his parents said this because they were afraid. They were intimidated by the Jews. Now, again, that's the leadership structure, the Jews, not all the Jews, but the Jews in power structure, Pharisees. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue, out of the heart and center of social life. They would be shunned and not allowed to attend the community events. The Inquisition Part 3. So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God." In other words, they're saying, under oath now, tell the truth, under oath, glory to God. "We know that this man, Jesus, is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." And they said to him, questions, "What did he do? How did he open your eyes?" These powerful Pharisees are now powerless. He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Very sarcastic response. He's teasing them. And then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we don't know where he comes from." And again, that's a big theme in John. Jesus, where do you come from? Where do you abide? Where are you going? Jesus sent. It comes from God. And so now the roles are reversed. Who's going to be teaching who? So the conversation continues. The man answered, "Here's an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind." And now some logical reasoning here. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" Their pride. And they drove him out. Out of fear, out of being blind to Jesus. And then the encounter. Jesus heard that they had driven him out. So now he seeks out this man. When he found him, he said, a personal question now, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he answered, "And who is he, sir?" Still not clear who Jesus is. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Tell me so that I may believe in him. And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." And he said, "Lord," he gets it now, "I believe." And his response, he worshiped him. I think this is a delightful story. Encounter with Jesus, physical blindness, spiritual blindness, sight and healing. Now, 3 points for us to ponder. The first is, notice Jesus initiates the encounter. Jesus sees, he seeks, and that is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. God is seeking us, and he sees us. And then he hears, the man hears, and he finds, even if he wasn't even looking for it at first. Jesus initiates the encounter. And the second point to ponder, Jesus helps us to see the truth about ourselves, the truth about Jesus. Sight that brings healing and help and hope. Jesus helps us to see. And then thirdly, ponder this. Vision comes from what is heard. Vision and sight brings healing. It comes from what was heard. He followed what he heard. He saw Jesus and he said, "But tell me, speak to me so I may believe." And so through his ability to hear, he gained physical sight as well as spiritual sight. And such is the power of Jesus' word. So I leave you with this to ponder as well. Where are you in the story? Totally blind, in the dark? Maybe you had an experience. I'm not quite sure what it was about. You're kind of wondering about things. Maybe you had an encounter, but you're still kind of confused and questioned by others and discredited by others, and family's dropping you like a hot potato. Or maybe you witnessed, not with a complete picture, but you have a growing faith, something of God is happening to me. Or maybe you've seen the light, a personal encounter with Jesus. Lord, I believe, and you confess and you worship. Where are you in the story? Well, no matter where you are in the story, know that you are never alone, even if it feels a time you're in the dark. Jesus is here today through his Holy Spirit to speak, to reveal. And the promise is the more time that we listen and spend time in the Word with him, the better we're going to see his plans and his purpose and his promise. God wants you to see. He wants you to believe and know the joy and wonder of a personal Savior so that God's work is revealed in you and through you, and you become a witness to the love and grace of God. In Jesus' name, amen.